A Word for Today, Lionsdown's daily podcast to help you abide in Jesus by seeing to it that his word abides in you. Nothing could matter more. This isn't to replace your personal Bible reading and prayer, but rather encourage and help you in it.
We've covered much of great significance in this week's podcast. We've been looking at the topic of real discipleship, the most important thing in the world, because it is the indicator of real salvation. And we've been considering its false forms and how dangerous false discipleship is. Satan is committed to false disciples. You know, his job is firstly to persuade Christians that they are not Christians. He loves to unsettle the faith of Christians. And at the same time, he loves to persuade non-Christians that they are Christians. That is the work of Satan, and false discipleship is his speciality. He claps his hands when he sees people going to church but not hearing the gospel and thinking as a result that they are Christians and belong to God, when nothing of the kind is true. So, we've looked at this topic of real and false discipleship, and we've seen that Joshua 13 is introducing the topic with the concept of inheritance. So, at the end of verse 6 and verse 7, God says to Joshua this, "Only allot the land to Israel for an inheritance, as I have commanded you. Now, therefore, divide this land for an inheritance to the nine tribes and half the tribe of Manasseh." So there is God saying, here is your job. My job has been to drive out, to win the victory, and he's done that in the cross. Your job is to take that victory to yourself, to live it out in your life. And what introduces this idea that is the theme of part two? We've gone from dispossession now in part one to dwelling in part two. What empowers the dwelling, the taking possession of what God has done, is this word inheritance. And we've seen the infinite depth and the infinite preciousness of the inheritance God gives his people. Christian believers don't create their inheritance by deciding to trust in Jesus. No, Christian believers, when they trust in Jesus, are revealing that they were chosen from before the creation of the world, that God called them effectually through the gospel, that Jesus Christ actually died for them and them in particular, and so paid effectively for their sins. And they are promised that they will live and go to glory for all eternity. Their salvation is, to use the words of Psalm 103, verse 17, from everlasting to everlasting. And at the heart of it, at the foundation of it, stands the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that marvelous inheritance is what should empower real discipleship. How could one live a shallow, unreal discipleship if one really believed that that was one's inheritance? And so we considered what false discipleship should do. It should be dropped in the bin. It should be thrown away, because if not, it will throw you away. False discipleship, you know, is an ugly thing. It doesn't understand the gospel. It's not interested in the gospel. It doesn't value salvation. It's casual, shallow, irreverent, intermittent, compromising, unprincipled. It lives for the world, and it's largely indistinguishable from the world. It's often expressed, as I say, in formal but empty church-going or sterile religious observances that have no interest or connection to the gospel, or just in moral acts or so-called good deeds. These things are not true discipleship. No, true discipleship is possessing the inheritance that God has given and living for the gospel, living out the gospel in one's life, loving God and reaching out to others. True discipleship is bright. Real discipleship is clean. It's straight, pure, committed, courageous, uncompromising, humble, useful, kind, compassionate, loving, and filled with integrity. It will shine in our world. You may have heard Christian testimonies that contain something like this. Somebody says, well, I was at university And there was this girl there who was just different from everyone else. And she invited me to a Bible study. And I went along, and gradually I began to see that what God had done for us in Jesus. Or somebody who says, yeah, I went to work and there was this guy at work who was just totally different. There was something about him that made him stand out from everyone else. That is real discipleship. That's being distinctive. And you can see that it constitutes a powerful Christian witness to other people. And it's about building God's church. Because this task of building God's church, as we've seen, is ongoing in every generation. The challenge is ever new. And it's done by the church laying claim to the land. That is to say, living out its discipleship genuinely. It's done by real discipleship. It's done by godly living that lives for the gospel. That's what godly living means. Not just moral living, but living out the gospel. It does this by understanding the depth and the preciousness of its inheritance and living out its witness to the gospel. And this discipleship is the means by which the gospel power of God flows through the church to build the church. True discipleship builds God's church. That's how God's power, his gospel power, flows through his people to build his church. Now, you might have noticed that this, I haven't yet read the verse that was assigned for today, and it is John 3:16. Some of you may know this verse off by heart. It's the most well-known verse in the world. If you ever pick up a Gideon Bible, or rather a New Testament and Psalms, there is a section of the introduction that describes the most famous verse in the Bible. The Gideon Bible says this: there is a verse in the Bible which has been translated into more than 2,000 languages. It tells of a God who loved us with an everlasting love. The verse is here recorded in 28 of the best-known world's languages, which are understood by three-quarters of the earth's population. The verse is John 3:16. And then come 28 of the world's best-known languages, known by three-quarters of the earth's population. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You see, God promises that whoever comes to the Son, that means whoever comes to the cross, whoever repents and turns from their love of sin and their love of independence from God and surrenders their self-rule and realizes that the only future is with God and through the crucified Christ and living by the gospel, being saved by that gospel. God promises that inheritance, that eternal inheritance, to whoever will come to the cross. That inheritance that's tethered in the pre-creation eternity, that leads into the post-creation, the new creation eternity, and is held up in the middle by the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. To those who will dwell in the land that he has conquered through the cross of his Son, God offers this inheritance, tethered in eternity and rooted in the cross. And he calls upon everyone to receive it. And he promises that whoever will come to the cross will not be turned away. Don't miss this opportunity. If you're listening to this as a podcast, perhaps not as a Christian, or wondering if your discipleship is real, come to the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Throw away whatever you've thought of before and come just to the cross. And the sign of receiving the inheritance of God, this amazing inheritance that's been introduced to us here in Joshua 13, will be real discipleship. I pray that many might become real disciples and know the true and only joy of faithfulness to Christ and the eternal future that is guaranteed to all his people. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this amazing inheritance that you have promised to those who love you. Please, would you call many, and please, would the discipleship of your church be real in every way. Please, would it be building your church through its genuine outreach, through its living out of the gospel. Please would you be glorified in your church, and please through that would many come to know Jesus as their Saviour and as their Lord. We pray all these things confidently because we pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
A word for today, helping you abide in Jesus by seeing to it that his word abides in you. This podcast was brought to you by Lionsdown at lionsdown.org.